Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I had a little bit of a moment playing bingo. I don't know if I guys, I haven't told you guys this yet. So I'm starting to go back to playing bingo. It's not because I'm old. Years ago, it was cool where you could kind of sneak into the casino. I wouldn't order drinks because I was afraid. But you would get, like, free drinks. Like, you'd get, I got, like, a, I would get, like, a cranberry, put some whipped cream on it. And I would go with my friends to play bingo. Okay? We never won. I never won bingo. So it was, you know, but I was there because it was cool. It was something to do. Weren't spending money. Because that's a problem. When you're younger, you don't have a lot of money to spend. So you just can't be drinking all the time. You can't, you know, so you have to go to places where you aren't spending a lot of money. So, for some reason, the bingo parlor worked. And it was great, because, you know, you didn't get into fights and whatever. Well, I almost got to a fight this last bingo round. So, my mom, I guess, likes to go to the casinos, right? And so, she's, you know, I met her up for bingo once, and I won. I won $100. I was like, okay, dude. So then I'm like, you know, Mom, let's go play bingo again, okay? And she's all excited that, you know, that, because I usually don't invite her out. I love my mom, but, you know, it's one of those things where I'm not that good a daughter. So she's all excited that we're playing bingo, and it's just me and her, you know, and usually when, you know, daughters and moms talk, I know on the TV, it looks like, you know, everybody's best friends and they're cracking jokes and all that, but honestly, there's always past that comes up or drama in the family, so we usually don't have good conversations. Well, for some reason, this last time when we were playing bingo, the conversation was going pretty good. I mean, mind you, there were free drinks and everything, but I'm actually really enjoying this moment with my mom. And we're talking. The bingo parlor is practically empty, so you're separated by maybe, I don't know, 18 feet from other people. Because, you know, you just got to sit in your own corner. And I guess there's two ways to play bingo. The old way is where you use this ink thing, which I really like. I like the ink thing, and you hit the paper. But because I want to save paper, I use the electronic thing. And the electronic thing, it does it all. Because, you know, at first I was like, Mom, I got to pay attention. My mom said the computer does it all, so I can listen to her. Because my mom talks a lot. So I don't know where she gets that from, but she talks a lot. And I'm like, I'm trying to concentrate on bingo. So you have a computerized way to do it, where the computer just tells you when you have bingo, you know, as opposed to you having to be on it, going, everybody, shh. So there's two ways to do it. We did the easy way, and we're talking. And the place is empty, and I'm finding that I really enjoy it. And I start to think to myself, I should do this more often. I am really enjoying right now this moment with my mom. Then a woman comes up, and I think to myself, oh my gosh, look at this, sisterhood. Now we have somebody else joining in the conversation. And she comes up, and she goes, excuse me, ladies, can you both keep it down? Can you keep it down? Because I'm trying to concentrate on my ink stamping, on my stamping of my numbers. Now, I should have been like that. Is it Jen on Dead to Me, the Christina Applegate character? I should have basically told her off. I didn't. I said, okay, and we weren't even talking loud. We were talking quietly because we're talking about stuff that I didn't want everybody to hear anyway. You know, I mean, if I want you guys to hear it, I tell you guys private stuff, but, you know, that's okay. But, you know, when I talk about my mom, nobody wants to hear what, you know, happens in the family and things like that. So I'm keeping my voice already down, And this woman comes over to us and asks us to keep it down. There's like nobody in the bingo parlor. And why the hell are you using the ink when everybody else is using a computer? Well, I get it. People get really stressed with bingo. I used to get stressed. You know, you're getting excited. You're only two away. You're only one away. And then somebody goes, bingo. So I get that people get ticked off. So we lower our voices, and we're not quiet whispers. You know how some people go, pss, 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 pss. You know, when I whisper, it's like, oh, my gosh, no way, no way. Okay, so my whisper is still loud. So we're getting dirty looks, and then two numbers later, the woman wins. All right, and so I clap. Anytime somebody else wins, I clap. Because I'm like, that, you know, good for you. That's really, really cool. You won bingo. Yay. I lost. That sucks. But I figure, you know, karma. So, you know, I always applaud everybody who wins. She wouldn't even look our way. She wouldn't even acknowledge that I congratulated her on her win, and we went to whisper voices, causing ourselves to become hoarse. She won anyway. But she did turn around and gave us that look, like, because we shut the hell up, she won. Okay, so now I'm thinking, you know what? I'm tired of being nice. Why don't I act like this woman on this Dead to Me show? And why don't I just tell her to go blankety blank blank? I'm spending time with my mom, you know, and I don't know how much time either of us have on this earth. She needs to butt the hell out, go get a computerized thing. You know, if you can't pay attention to a game of bingo in an empty bingo parlor that's the size of a football field, you got something wrong with you, you stupid dumb. But I didn't do that. And I was nice. And I walk out of there. This was before the Oscars and all that. I walk out of there going, maybe I do need to have a different attitude. I always yell at my husband for kind of being grumpy to people and all that. I'm like, always be nice, always be kind. But I'm tired of it, because if it's going to affect quiet time or time with my mom, it's going to affect. And I know some of you are like, well, why don't you talk to your mom at your house? I'm not going to invite my mom over to the house. No. Because then, you know, she's going to make comments on, well, you know, why isn't this clean? Or what about this? No. Mom's not going to the house. No. No, I need to be at an outside neutral, you know how Ukraine and Russia are having, you know, peace talks for the picking, like Istanbul? Yeah, you need to have, like, neutral territory, right? Nothing that my mom, this way, if I have to leave, I could leave. You know, and I love my mom, but it really ticked me off. Not so much that this woman told me to shut the hell up, basically, but because I didn't react, like, maybe a little more forceful, like, butt the hell out, I'm talking to my mom. You know, if you have a bingo problem, you move. And I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that I think is a topic that's going to come up, if not already, and it's not going to be an easy topic for people to discuss because it would mean a complete overhaul. So I get how this is something that might come to a boil, is the topic of kids in schools, and do parents have a right to interject on what the schools teach, and do schools have a role that might be too big, like government, with our kids? Now, I know that's going to need some clarification from people, but me, I I love school. I love that my kids went to school. I'm like, great. I'm a working mom. I got to work. I'm going to drop your little drop your tissues off. All right, school. You're going to learn your math. You're going to learn your reading. You're going to learn your history. You're going to learn your, hopefully, non-biased history. You're going to learn Spanish, Mandarin, whatever language you want. You're going to learn arts and crafts. You're going to hang out with your friends. And then I'm going to see you when I come home from work. It's great. Great deal for me. That's what our tax dollars go for. I get to work. My kids are in school. They get to learn, become better people, become more educated. And then I get them, it's playtime, maybe I yell at them, have them do some chores that they don't want to do, tickle their tummies, bath time, in bed. It works. But schools have started to get, it's getting a little bit more complex, right? Some of the curriculums that the schools are teaching are not, shall we say, accepted by a lot of parents. Topics such as, you know, how are we going to interpret Abe Lincoln? Is Abe Lincoln a hero? Is Abe Lincoln not a hero? And you know, as well as, you know, critical race theory or, you know, what studies that have to, you know, teach more inclusivity. And I get that. You know, somebody has to get the memo that, that, you know, we don't say certain things anymore. That's, you know, wasn't there a math problem where it said some broad walked in? You don't call women broad anymore. So I get that, that you know, kids do need to learn societal, you know, popular things, the norms, you know, things I get that. But we're seeing more and more parents and more conflicts on what's being taught at school. For example, this lawsuit where I guess a child was 13 years old and was unclear about their gender, and so the parents let them use him use a nickname rather than completely changing his name, but then the school said he could use a transgender bathroom. I'm not exactly sure what the lawsuit was, but that kind of started to spur, you know, some of the legislation that now is happening among schools in terms of LGBTQ spectrum and as well as heterosexual spectrum and kids being taught what it's sex education. Why are they only being taught just heterosexual sex? Why not being taught sex along the spectrum? So it starts to now bring up a lot of points, and I see both sides on everything because, you know, we don't want to just teach our kids one side, but on the flip side, when is it appropriate to start bringing up, you know, certain things? What age? I get asked that all the time. You know, do second graders need to know about sex? You know, I answered questions when my kids asked them, but I don't necessarily think it has to be the curriculum for a seven-year-old. I think, you know, I think that's more of a curriculum for middle school. But then parents are like, why is sex being taught in schools? Why is religion being taught in schools? Why is politics being taught in school? And I'm starting to detect this shift where parents are going to want schools to be different. And this concept of you're learning your arithmetic and your literature and your writing and your little composition book and all that is different now. Schools are teaching thought. They're teaching expressionism. They're teaching all sorts of things, which on one hand is fantastic from an educational standpoint, but from another hand, it gets controversial. And so a big discussion that is now happening with schools is, do teachers have a right to allow a child to gender transition without their parents knowing? We're going to be talking about how one school says a parent has to kind of earn the right to know their child's gender. And it's going to just bring up the topic of, do schools have our kids too long? Are we using our schools as a third parent? So if they have our kids for 8 hours, yeah, they're going to teach them all sorts of things, and they have to be there when the child goes through, you know, these discussions of, well, I'm not sure, you know, how I identify. Do I identify as a girl? Do I identify as a boy? Do I identify, you know? And I think the role of school is going to shift, and it is shifting. All right? School would just, all right, just teach them. But that's not the reality. But the reality of it is our kids spend more time with our teachers than our parents. So if a teacher becomes almost a third parent to that child, yeah, they're going to be involved in questions that involve their growth, their development. So I'm wondering if there's going to now be this pivot where school starts to become, look, you're getting your math online, you're getting your reading online, you're getting all this online, compressed. Then you have sport, you have, you know, group projects with kids, and we just leave all that other stuff out of it. Or on the other end, our kids are taking care of our kids while we're at work. We're working all day. We leave the house at 6. We don't come back at 6. Who's taking care of our kids? Those teachers have a right to be a part of those decisions. So, I don't know what the answer is, but I'm concerned, as I hear many people say, I'm just taking my kids out of school. I'm taking my kids out of school. I don't want them indoctrinated. I don't want them manipulated. I think there's one woman who is, I think, suing the school district because her child, she says, was talked into being transgender and coaxed, which I don't really believe happens. I think a child knows. But when the child does make that transformation, I guess the child was unhappy and then later killed themselves. You know, we parents not being there for their child is never going to be replicated. You need your parents there for children. And we as parents have because we've had to work, because of everything we've done, we're using school as that third parent. If that's what you want, then that's what you got. But if that's not what you want, then you need to, you know, think about how you want to be more there for your child. And I'm not saying school needs to be shorter or parents need to understand that school is, you know, going to be a third parent. But I think we are going to have to redefine, or we're going to have different sets of schools. Those that we're going to teach all of this, and, you know, if this is what you want your child to learn, go to this school. Other schools where, look, we're going to be non-political, issues about sex, religion is between you and the parent. And we're just going to teach you your quote-unquote arithmetic, you know, I don't even think they call that it anymore, your math, your science, your English, etc. And I know a lot of parents have asked me, how come teachers can't just teach the class without throwing in their political beliefs? Well, I was a teacher. I've been a teacher for years. I've taught students ever since I could remember, even, you know, whether it was, you know, volunteering in Sunday school or teaching medical students. And it is hard to keep your personal preferences. You know, I'd say, look, you know, when you ask a patient about if they have hysterectomy, if they have this, you know, you need to know if they still have their ovaries. So ask them, and I write, you know, still has ovaries, doesn't have ovaries. You always kind of still interject your opinion, you know, on things. It's very hard not to, because you want to train the kids and you think your frame of reference is the best. I mean, a good teacher wants that child to thrive. So if you as a teacher think one way, you know, even if you try your hardest, it sometimes infuses going, you know, look, if a patient is crying, don't walk out of the room. You got to sit there with them. You got to talk to them. Now, that might not be what another doctor said. Another doctor says, look, you might have somebody next door that has a heart attack. So you can't be sitting there the whole time with somebody crying. So how I did in my office is my staff knew to knock on the door if there was an emergency. You know, so I think we are going to start to see a movement where schools are going to be, I guess, reformed, or they're going to be two types. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car and make me kill 3 feet.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed into law the Parental Rights and Education Bill, dubbed by critics the Don't Say Gay Bill, to ban classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. The law will shield kids from kindergarten through third grade from the topics.
Now in Florida, we found at least six school districts that had policies to cut parents out of decisions regarding their child's well-being and to shield them from knowing about various forms of mental health services. Broward, Hillsborough, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Sarasota, and Volusia counties.
Critics of DeSantis say the bill is putting children in harm's way. Ukraine officials say it's hoping that today's first face-to-face peace talks with Russia in over 2 weeks could lead to a ceasefire. But a senior U.S. State Department official said President Vladimir Putin did not appear ready to make compromises to end the war. USA Radio News. Tragedy strikes after a snow squall that led to a multi-vehicle crash on Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania Monday. Heavy fog and rain from the squall caused 40 vehicles to crash. About 20 people were taken to area hospitals and three perished about 50 miles west of Allentown. Will Smith and Chris Rock have made up in Hollywood.
Actor Will Smith is apologizing to Chris Rock for taking the Oscar stage Sunday to slap the comedian after a joke at the expense of his wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith, who suffers from alopecia, an autoimmune disease that causes hair loss. On Instagram, Smith said that he was out of line and that his actions are, quote, not indicative of the man I want to be. Smith won the award for Best Actor for his portrayal of Richard Williams in the movie King Richard, the story based on the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams. Smith also apologized to the Academy, which has opened a formal inquiry, as well as to the Williams family. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So people have been kind of wondering what's going on with China. Now, I've been very distracted. I think we've all been very distracted. And please don't let yourself get distracted. All this time we thought that things were going to move forward with China. And we were a little bit, shocked when Putin's moving in troops to Ukraine. I think China is being very observant right now. I think they are perched. I think they're watching to see what we do. And obviously Biden and Harris are given, I think, them exactly what they want. But while we're all distracted with either COVID or Afghanistan or our border or what's happening with the Ukraine war, you know, I just want to remind everybody, I hope we're keeping an eye on China. So one report comes out that China has something called doomsday trains, that they have high-speed, quote-unquote, doomsday trains to transport and launch nuclear missiles. This is a government-funded study. It was published yesterday. Engineers looked at the logistics of moving Beijing's elite DF-41 nuclear-capable missiles onto the rail network. The mega missiles weigh about 80 tons. They can carry nuclear warheads up to 9,300 miles from the launch pad, and that these trains can go, I guess, fairly, I don't want to say undetected, but they said it allows concealment. The engineer said if necessary, it makes launches more efficient. Now, I'm looking at some of these weapons in the pictures that are allowed, and dang, I mean, this is something you'd see in a movie. They're huge. China is said to have tested DF-41s from trains in 2015, but the reports remain unconfirmed. They say, as well as a quick and well-protected means of transport, according to Daily Mail, for China's missiles, the shockwaves caused by the launch would be better absorbed by the high-speed rail infrastructure. Now, this is a published piece of work in the Journal of Southwest Jiatong University. They say compared with heavy haul railways, high speed railways operate faster and more smoothly. They said on high speed rails, the mobility, safety, and concealment of military vehicles would be greater. Now, the group was led by civil engineering professor Ying Xiong, who is head of Chinese government's National Research Project, according to South China Morning Post. Some of their maglev trains, their big trains, have speeds of 372 miles per hour. A missile-carrying locomotive can go 217 miles per hour. They said in less than 20 years, China has built the world's largest high-speed rail network. Runners-up are Spain and Japan. So the researchers said these are quote-unquote favorable conditions for the trains, or what have been called doomsday trains. So, what are they planning? Now, I know some people are saying, Dr. Dahlia, we got this. Our U.S. intelligence is on it. We're going to know if they're starting anything. You know, we'll be on top of it. I'm sorry. I'm not convinced, because we have still no clarity on what the hell happened with coronavirus. That has been a cluster and a half. And don't tell me, it was just natural. It just came, you know, out of the blue, or somebody ate bat soup. Here we are 3 years later, and nobody's even talking about, was this, you know, designed. The talk has now moved to Putin. So if China was capable of creating this, and honestly, if I really had to believe anything, I would, as much as it makes sense that it would be on purpose, that's not my you know, the theory I'm going with. The theory I'm going with is it was another leak. This is a virus that had been worked on, and they were studying it, and there was another lab accident. As the 2002 virus, SARS virus, was ruled a lab leak by Singapore, and then there was another leak a couple years later that killed some people. So I'm going to go with the theory that it was leaked, that there was some, again, half-assed protocol that happened, that ended up causing this, and because there was so much cover-up, it never got contained, and it spread, and it ended up, you know, hitting, you know, all the countries. But if we still can't figure out what happened with the COVID virus, and we were, mind you, in the same lab, from what I understand, we were conducting research with the Chinese. We, you know, had access to the lab, that how we still can't even fathom or conclude what happened with one of the most disruptive viruses we've seen in our lifetime. You're telling me that, you know, we're going to be fine, whatever happens with China, we'll be on top of? No. You know, and I'm not sitting here to criticize, you know, just Biden. I mean, Trump, the administration also. I mean, Trump called it the China virus. Trump blamed it on China. But did he, you know, crack it? Did he crack the case? No. We have been unable to crack the case. And you know why I think? Is because it will, people in glass houses can't throw stones. I think it's because in our weapons arsenals, we have bioweapons. We all do. And once the finger pointing starts, it opens up a whole slew of dirty laundry on all sides. And so if China has a, let's say, nasty, you know, I don't know, bioweapon, America is going to have to work on an antidote. America is going to have to study it too. So I think a whole bunch of labs have, you know, anthrax, smallpox, COVID, you know, same thing with chemical weapons. If our enemy has a weapon, you have to study that weapon. In order to study it, you have to have the weapon. And then you have to figure out antidotes. So the public might just completely lose their minds going, wait a second, we have this, what lab, what lab? And then that lab gets, you know, attacked, or that it's a mess. So I get why the government is going to want to keep this under wrap. But the problem we have here is it's not just about COVID. It's not just about what labs are working on. It's about, you know, our security. And so when you hear, yeah, you know, China's been working on ways to transport their nuclear missiles, then, you know, why? So Daily Mail has here, what are the Elite D4 DF-41 missiles capable of? They have a range of 9,300 miles, which means the U.S. is in reach. They say they could carry up to 10 nuclear warheads. They could be independently maneuvered. They could therefore strike 10 separate targets, which means they could send this into our atmosphere and hit New York, Chicago, D.C., Miami, Dallas. So that's not cool. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys, we are back. back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're taking your calls and your questions, your comments, and on Facebook we've gotten a lot of messages on, you know, is Will Smith going to lose his Oscar? He should lose his Oscar. Is I don't think they're going to take away his Academy Award. I don't think so. They're going to, I think at the very most they're going to say, look, you know, Bad Boy, that was bad to do, and you're going to probably be banned from the Oscars for a year. And he's, you know, usually they don't really win successively. Tom Hanks, very few people have won successively. So I think that's what they're going to do, because they don't want to tick off Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Because remember, Jada Pinkett Smith is, you know, who had suffered from alopecia. You know, immediately the story turned to, you know, she's a victim from you know, Chris Rock. And so if they punish Will Smith, it looks like then they're punishing her and her husband. So I don't see the Academy Award stripped from him for his performance of King Richard, and I think that, you know, at most they're going to probably, you know, have him not, I guess, come to the Academy Awards for a year or something like that, or two. But Robert says this was a hoax. This was a hoax. Why do people think this is real? You know, it's one of those things where it definitely hijacked the news cycle, if you notice that. And it, I think it is real, and I'll tell you why. But one thing that I think we have to say in journalism is when we have what's going on with the war, and we'll talk about that, there might be a de-escalation on one side with Russia, but it doesn't sound like Putin wants to give in, and there's a whole bunch of little drama going on with that. But it did, and that's kind of the role entertainment has, is to keep people's mind off of a war, keep people's mind off of the, you know, the depressing, you know, I guess, day-to-day things of life. And so, you know, while some people are like, I don't understand why the Oscars still went on while we have a war, if the war goes on and if we get drawn into it, it becomes another world war, now World War III for years, there is still that demand for escape. And that's why movies flourished in the 1940s in America, and they're going to continue to flourish, and entertainment's going to continue to flourish, throughout the, you know, the tragedy that we see befalling upon Ukraine. So, you know, was this all made up because the Academy Awards had to hijack, you know, some ratings? They had to hijack the headlines. I don't think it was fake. And the reason why I don't think it's fake is because I watched the body language. Everybody said, well, if you look, Chris Rock looked like he was ready for it. Chris, it was a little different. Chris Rock was poised for, I don't know what's about to happen. And he probably thought that Will Smith was going to come up there, you know, and take the mic or you know, go up there and do a bit or whatever. And it looked like Chris Rock was leaning in, but sometimes that's a stance, like, you know, okay, so what's going on? And then you saw him kind of stumble in terms of the rest of his set, and he got through it professionally, but he mixed up his words, and you could see him taken aback. And then when you saw Will Smith being all emotional, and when you saw him cussing and looking mad and not letting down, and then you could see the tenseness, it wasn't, to me, an act. I mean, what was, though, an act is Will Smith thought it was funny, the joke, and then, apparently, he all of a sudden, he was actually laughing to the joke at the joke. You know, and some people are like, well, yeah, it was staged, you know, he wanted to punch. No, that if you're going to stage something, not after everything that has been going on with BLM and everything that's been going on socially and progressively with how people need to be, you know, treated equally when it comes to crime, when it comes to incarceration, when it comes to, arrests, why would that be the, I mean, if this was fake, that was probably one of the stupidest things to come up with, because it's all about nonviolence. That I think Will Smith probably tense with everything going on. Apparently they have an open marriage. And, you know, maybe he can't stand the jokes that which, by the way, now is surfacing, where, you know, that I'm not going to repeat the jokes, but, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith and has been open about having an open marriage. He's been open about that. And so that doesn't cause somebody to punch in the face, but a joke about G.I. Jane and shaving one's head, that gets a punch in the face. So it's, if it was fake, this was one of the stupidest ruses. I just don't think it was. I think people lose control. I think we all have that animalistic sort of, tendency. That's our default. And we dress up. I sit in a studio with good posture. If people put a tie on, they put on high heels. But I think people want the fight. People laugh. You can only do so much. I mean, in caveman days, that's what we did. We fought. We hit. We slapped. We pulled hair. We had sex. We attacked. It's we were animals, and we domesticated, throughout the centuries. But there's still that tendency to want to fight, to want to, and so what I saw, what I picked up psychologically was real. But who cares? It's one of those things where it should have never taken this much in terms of headlines, but where it is becoming fascinating from a headline standpoint is we have now, for the last few years, said, look, all, crimes or all, criminals treated equally. None of this, well, this person gets off because they're rich, or this person is a celebrity, or this person gets off because of their color, or their race. And so if you see somebody assault somebody publicly, it's on camera, there's evidence, and nothing happens to them, then this now is going to keep coming up going, well, wait a second. Well, Smith can hit somebody and he gets an Oscar. Yet I hit somebody and I'm going to jail. I'm getting booked. I'm getting arrested. I'm getting, if this was fake, and I don't think it was, I don't know who the heck would have written this. So Will Smith has apologized. He said, jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke at Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I don't really think Chris Rock knew, because most of the U.S. didn't. No. People looked up going, G.I. Jane, what was so bad about G.I. Jane? And then you saw the alopecia come up. Not a lot of people know what everybody's medical condition is. Phil Collins. You know how many people have been asking me what's Phil Collins' medical condition? Because he looked a little, feeble, and it was his last concert. And I guess he's having trouble holding his, I think he has a lot of spinal cord issues. People don't know everybody's medical issue. So the world's like, oh my gosh, Chris Rock insulted his wife's medical condition. I don't think he knew. Nobody knew. And I feel bad for Jane. I think alopecia is horrible. And you don't see necessarily the big gaps of hair loss. There's a way you could do it if you do shave your head to either make it appear you still have hair or not. But it's not that readily apparent. It looks like she shaved her head. And so, everybody made this about, well, he's defending his wife's honor. There's so many ways to defend somebody's honor, and you would think there would be a similar sort of reaction for those sleeping with her. But Will Smith has apologized. He said, I was out of line, I was wrong. There's no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.